Poštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, danes sem povabil ponovno izvoljeno predsednico slovenskega društva Melbourne, Giulio Ciampelj, da nam nekaj več pove o občinem zboru, ki so ga imeli v društvu, kot tudi kaj je novega, tako da jo lepo pozdravljam sedaj. Giulia, dobrodošla na naši slovenski oddaji. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. And you're obviously not a stranger to these radio airwaves. Welcome.
Thank you. And hello to all the listeners. No, I'm not a stranger. We've had many conversations on the airwaves, Lenti. And thanks for that warm welcome again. Yes, we've recently had our annual general meeting, and thanks to all the members that did attend, because it was a great afternoon. And I'm happy to report that the committee from the previous year were happy to continue, and the members were happy with that. And we were also very fortunate to get 4 new members. So that means we've got a committee of 11, which is great. So I obviously am back in as president and taking on the role as treasurer, and I have 2 very great vice presidents in my sister, Helen Trinick, and Francis Johnson, and Lily Conlon's back in as secretary, and then we have David Markich, Rudy Visentin, Greta Prosnick is in again. Then our 4 new members, Shannon Trinick, Jessica Side, or everyone would know her as Jessica Trinick, Arish Tonya, and Matt Minarit. We're looking forward to putting on events for our members, and we've got a couple of busy events coming up in September.
Can I just stop you there, just before we talk about the events, Giulia? I think there's a bit of a milestone here in that, if not all, most of the members are second generation.
Yeah, but that's been for a couple of years now.
Yeah, but not
you
in this.
I was going to throw it in again, and I thought, oh.
No, yeah, it's
actually, it's third generation, because Shannon and Jessica are actually third generation.
Well, second and third generation, I should correct myself there, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Giulia, I think that's wonderful news.
Yeah, it is great. And as always, we have the next generation happening. We've got the second and third generation, as in Shannon and Jessica being the third generation. So it's great to see we've got interest from that going, continuing, and we will see that the club will keep going in that way, because we have the next generations participating in the committee and helping out, ensuring that things keep going at the club. So it's a really good thing. So I'm very proud to be working with this team, as always, because you do need to have a good team to rely on, and we help each other out, and it's always good. And I'm always thankful to all the members, because they may not be on the committee, but when you do ask them for help, they're always there to help in whatever form that may be, whether they attend or help out on the day or preparation beforehand. Everything counts, and I'm always thankful for that.
Giulia, getting back to what we were discussing before, you've got a number of functions coming up.
That's right. In the next couple of weeks, we've got a busy weekend. Our Father's Day lunch was pushed at 1 week after the actual Father's Day, which will be on the Sunday the 11th. But the day before, we'll be participating at the Diamond Creek Town Fair for the first time. We will be having a food store there, and we'll be sharing our culture and our food. So if anyone wants to do something on that weekend, they can come to Diamond Creek and support the community there, and obviously come visit us at our stall. And then Father's Day lunch will be on the Sunday there. And then in October, we're having our Oktoberfest. So for all these events, we're hoping that we'll have a lot of people come, as we do, but we also need people's help to make these things happen. So if anyone can lend a hand, please let me know, or any of the other committee members. That would be really, really great.
Giulia, isn't that a Slovtoberfest?
We've changed the name.
Oh, it's gone back to the traditional.
We've gone back to the Oktoberfest. And we're trying to appeal to the broader community with Oktoberfest, because people are familiar with that name. Yes, we're still running the event in October, so we want to appeal to the broader community, and that's what we'll be aiming for this year. We've done it in the past, but we really, really want to invite the community outside of Slovenia to come in to enjoy our culture, our hospitality, and our facilities as well. So as you know, every time you bring someone to a club, doesn't matter which club, even the church, and they're not part of the Slovenian community, they're so impressed by our hospitality, our culture. Us as a committee really want to promote that more so this year and to share our love.
That sounds very, very positive.
And, you know, we all enjoy ourselves, so why not share it with everyone else? And, you know, by going to the Diamond Creek Festival, Town Fair, excuse me, their theme this year is diversity. So we will fit in very readily with that by shouting out to the rafters, as you would say, hey, we're Slovenian, this is what we do. And so that'll be really, really good that, you know, to share our culture with everyone out there.
Julia, thank you for speaking with us today on SBS Radio, and we wish your new committee all the very best in this coming year. Looks like things are looking very positive up at SDM, and in this 62nd year, we wish the Slovenian Association Melbourne, all the members, committee members, all the very best, and we hope to have some fun times up there as well.
More fun times. Thank you, Lanty. We always have fun. So everyone's welcome. So everyone is welcome. I hope to see you there. And thank you so much for your wishes, Lanty.
Julia, hvala lepa, še enkrat, in upamo, da se vidimo u čim većem številu na slovenskem hribčku tukaj u researchu, ali po domaću povedano u Eltamu. Hvala lepa za današnji pogovor tukaj na Radio SBS.
Hvala lepa, Lanty, and adio.